Welcome back to the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network. Jeffrey Mosier sitting in for Chris Holman. No, not out on the road. I'm in our 109 East Oakland Avenue studios, just northeast of the State Capitol building in downtown Lansing, Michigan, and reaching out over the phone lines to the Grand Rapids area, but discussing all in all some points regarding an event coming up in Flint, Michigan. So we're welcoming to the Michigan Business Beat today Shane Rugg, a training coordinator, Star Truck Rental, and Heather Kimball, the Human Resources Director for Star Truck Rentals of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Welcome to the Michigan Business Beat, Shane and Heather.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
Excellent. So can you, well, share with the Michigan business community kind of a snapshot of what your company's scope of services are?
Well, we are a full-service leasing and rental trucking company, okay, meaning that similar to other leasing companies, we purchase the vehicles, we lease them to our customers, and we also provide a very wide variety of rental vehicles. And one of the other main points of our business is outside maintenance, meaning that our customers can bring in their equipment and we service it. And we've got a multitude of programs available, or just come on in and we'll fix your truck. And we also offer, we have a full safety and compliance division, meaning that we are licensed and we do quite a bit of CDL training and a lot of compliance related issues with our customers.
Oh, yeah. Well, and what we're having you on today regarding is a 5-week diesel technicians basic training course that participants will become familiar with several key areas. And so your academy is coming up on beginning Monday, October 15th at your Flint, Michigan location. So can you go into that?
Yes, absolutely. And actually, we did have to move our training academy back to the 22nd.
Oh,
that was
okay.
Based only because a lot of our applicants or people that we will be hiring to go through the class had to give 2 weeks to their employers. And, you know, so we didn't want to take away from that. But basically what the course is intended to do is we are looking outside of traditional recruitment techniques, meaning there is not going to be enough actual diesel technicians in this industry. And as a matter of fact, by 2020, a lot of forecasts are saying that, you know, there's going to be a more job openings and job listings than there are current working mechanic. So what we're trying to do is get people from outside of the industry, get them, offer them, we're going to hire them full-time and put them through the 5-week course. They will become Star Truck Rentals employees, and then after the 5-week course, they will go to their specific location, and they'll go to work. And it's a basic, you know, introduction to medium and heavy-duty trucks type course, and we're hoping that, you know, by doing that and giving them a foundation, that we will be able to create new technicians for this industry.
All right. Now, with the beginning of the course moved back to October 22nd, does the application period extend as well?
Yes, we are continuing to recruit. There are very few openings available, but, yep, we are still looking to recruit at least 3 or 4, Heather, would you say?
Yeah, we still have a few. We're primarily looking in the, like, Metro Detroit area still.
Okay. Wonderful. Well, then hopefully we'll get from southeastern Michigan some response toward that. And as you were talking about the basics training course and some of those key areas, of course, preventative maintenance inspections, electrical, brakes, diagnostics, and emissions. So could you go into the career building investments towards Star Training Academy?
Oh, yeah, that's been quite the investment for us, really. And we've got over 150,000 up to this point into equipment and getting our facility ready, which looks absolutely amazing, by the way. And then we've also got a lot into our different, you know, online courseware and just general shop equipment that we had to get outside of our normal, you know, shops to in order to train what, you know, these folks will be going through on their normal day-to-day going forward.
Excellent, excellent. And from there, along with this, just taking a step back, realizing that according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, an estimated 140,000 diesel technicians would be needed by 2022, which is a mere 4 years away, to fill the emerging job openings and those being vacated by a retiring generation. That definitely poses quite the talent gap and what you're trying to fill in by this 5-week course.
Yeah, we've been struggling for a while to find qualified skilled skilled trade talent, and this came along as an opportunity to solve our current needs as well as the future.
Excellent. And we'll be sharing the links as shared by your company for this information. And am I correct in seeing that the online application is available at steelforestusa.com/private? Is there any other website that would also work well for individuals interested in one of those remaining limited seats?
Yeah, they could go to www.startruckrentals.com/careers.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thank you so much with sharing this information today, Shane and Heather.
Thank you for having us.
Excellent. So once again, we've been speaking with Shane Rugg, a training coordinator of Star Truck Rentals, and Heather Kimball, a human resources director for Star Truck Rentals as well, based out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and we've been discussing their Star Training Academy. We'll be back with more on the Michigan Business Beat on Michigan Business Network.